Blog Talk Radio.
This is Ann Jules, and I'm showing some love for my... Yo, this is Ann Jules, and you are tuning into 802 Radio. That's what's up.
Glad you're alive.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to 802 Radio. We got a special guest coming on later on in the show at around 7. We're going to have Sean Fielder. He is the owner and founder of XS Energy. He's also been on Royal Crush Takeover and I think maybe one other show on the same broadcast. So he'll be coming on around, like I said, 7. So we're going to do a quick interview and then you guys can call in and ask him questions. Like I said, you know, big shout out to Sean Fielder. He's doing his thing out there. He actually owns and runs his own basic. He has his own energy drink, XS Energy. So that's how you know you're making big things happen when, you know, you go out of your, you know, do everything in your power to get an energy drink. Like that's crazy. I love mixing it up. You know what I'm saying? I've had a lot of artists on this show, so I can't wait to get the show underway. We definitely have another track we're going to play. I'm going to wait for the caller to call in, and then we're going to play the song. It's called Let 'Em Feel How They Feel by A-Savvy. So big shout out to A-Savvy. He should be in the queue as well. And without further ado, let's get the show started. Black Terry, you want to send me our first caller?
Say that again.
You want to send us our first caller?
443-4401.
Yo, it's your boy Jay Kidd of the Home of Sons ENT. How you doing today, man?
Hey, doing great, man. How are you doing, Jay Kidd?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine today.
Hey, that's what's up. Big shout out to the Homeless Sons ENT. We actually had a was it you that we had on for the guest host? I always called you Alan Jackson. I just never called you by your MC name. That's why I was like, wait, is this him?
Yeah, that's me.
So real quick, bro, we were talking about this before the show started. Me and you were rooting for McGregor in the Mayweather fight. You know, my whole thing is I cannot stand Mayweather. I cannot stand him. I mean, I understand he's a great at what he does. He's a defense fighter. You know, his strength is he makes people miss and then he takes advantage of it. But, you know, my thing is like, when you have pictures of you sitting at McDonald's and you feel the need to put a bag of money right next to you all the time, like, to me, that's being arrogant. You know what I'm saying? We already know his nickname's Money Mayweather. You don't need to – you can go to Walmart and go shop and not have to carry duffel bags full of money and leave it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, then it's becoming showboat, you know?
Yes.
So what you got for us, bro? What you calling in to promote?
I'm calling to promote September 11th. The volume 2 of The Best Weekend, What We Got, drops. It'll be on Death Test. It's the Homeless Sons ENT present The Best Weekend, What We Got, volume 2 is going to drop on Death Test and Spinnerilla September 11th. We got a show coming up September 7th in Hampton, Virginia at the Charm Lounge.
Okay, cool. That's definitely what's up. And that's I can't say enough, you know, that's the most perfect date you could choose. You know what I'm saying? With all the catastrophic events that happened, you know, years back on September 11th, it would be a great way to, like, you know what I'm saying, perfect. I commend you on that. You know what I'm saying? Perfect day to, you know, just do music and forget about all those, you know, bad times.
Yep.
So definitely, bro, I appreciate you calling in, and it was a blast to have you on the show, not last Monday, but the last show we did. So I definitely always support you guys, and thanks for the support back.
No problem, man. We support you because you do good music too, man.
Hey, thank you, and definitely, if you can, you know, stay in the queue, and I'll try to put you on towards the end of the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Love you too.
All right, peace, brother.
Peace.
All right, Black Terror, let's keep it moving. Who do we got next?
413-727.
Hey, you guys, it's Ann Jules in the house. I almost had first caller again.
Hey, almost. But you know what I'm saying? It's, I always appreciate your call, Ann Jules. And I don't know if you heard, I did the voice drop for you. I was going to play both, but I'm having Wi-Fi issues.
I heard that. Thank you so much. That was really, really dope. I'm very, very grateful that to hear that and to be able to show my support by doing that for you guys, for you and your crew over there.
Definitely. We definitely appreciate it. And, you know, big shout out to you, Angels, for all the, you know, grinding you do. You know what I'm saying? The first ever cover girl of Untouchable magazine. Also, you're in the Woo Files and stuff like that. And you've done songs. You said you did songs with Daryl McDaniels, right, from Run DMC?
I didn't do a song with him. That would be a dream come true. But he's got a track on the Hop Nation 10th anniversary.
Oh, that's
CD.
What it was. My bad. Yep, I remember
that's
now.
Yeah, that's all right. No big deal. It's all good. So shout out to him and shout out to Crip Hop Nation. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying, what are you calling in to promote for tonight? What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to 802 Radio and a shout-out to Blackout Radio, Black Tear, and to yourself, Brad, and to all the other hosts that are on Blackout Radio, like Royal Crush, Keisha, LeVar Hayes, Quantrell, on the Q, you know, Royal Crush Takeover, all the shows that he's got running. Shout-out to all you guys, all you ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, shout out to Jay LeBlanc, my man, and we just formed Ageless Angels, so we've been working on our music, and we'll hopefully have a nice single coming out soon. Shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan and to the Wu-Tang Clan DJ Coalition. Shout out to you, Black Tear, for just getting that gig. And I'll be looking forward to hearing those mixtapes you're dropping. And I'll hit you up on that. But,
I had to shout out Black Tear on that, too, you know what I'm saying? Because that's a huge opportunity he's doing for, you know, everybody, anybody that's, you know, serious about their music. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely something to look into. So big shout out to Black Tear for making that possible alongside with many other opportunities.
Exactly. And on that note, I spent, after hearing from DJ Kenny Starr, so shout out to him, who's another DJ for Wu-Tang Clan, and also Hellraiser, he's asked me to submit a track for something that's coming up, and I'm not going to mention it yet, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I've got two opportunities, not just to, you know, to submit tracks, and what I've been doing all week, or at least since I found out, was asking people, you know, if they want to do a quick collab here, you know, a local people or even people with the Crip Hop Nation, and then, you know, give them the opportunity to be on Wu-Tang Clan, you know, hosted, sponsored mixtapes like that. And, you know, it could be all about me, but it's not all about me. It's about, you know, helping others, and especially the people I've already helped, like Crip Hop Nation, representing for the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the poor, the elderly, and the sick. You know, helping those people, and even, like, people from my hometown and people, the local people that I know here in the 413, my family, you know, I've been asking. And so whoever submits, if anyone's listening out there, submit your stuff, man. Get it done, because we're on deadline. And if I could submit some fire tracks and one gets picked and your name's on it too, you know. So that's the stuff.
Definitely,
I like
definitely.
Being able to share the shine in any way that I can, because I feel that's success within itself. And just this opportunity for
definitely.
Me, you know, it's just amazing. So why not, like, share that kind of energy, you know what I mean?
Definitely, and most definitely, Ann Jules, we do appreciate you calling in. I do want to, you know, get the show running and keep getting some more callers. So, yeah, thank you for calling in. And even if you're not the number one caller, I always look forward to, you know, having you on. And just because all the love and support, I give you a bit extra, you know, more extra time than the average person just because all the love you showed throughout the years. So thank you for all the support.
I am very well aware of that, and I bow to you and give you kudos, and thank you so much for all your support, and I will continue to call in. Thanks so much. You guys have a great night.
You too. All right, Black Terror, you want to send me my next caller?
313-690.
What up, though? How y'all people doing? Y'all all right?
Hey, doing great, man. Who's on the line right now?
It's Deacon Israel calling from Detroit.
Detroit's in the building.
Yeah, Detroit building, in the building for sure. Just chirping in, man. It's been a minute since I hit the hotline, so I wanted to come in and shout out and show some love and everything. Y'all been all right?
Yeah, definitely been doing great, man. You know, I've been I actually currently finished a couple projects I was working on. I promised people back in 2011 I'd drop an EP, and just, you know, life got in the way, and I did a bunch of other stuff, and, you know, basically I had to push that dream aside, and it wasn't until, like, I want to say 2 weeks ago today, I actually sent the CDs out to my mom in Texas, and she's got people willing to buy some, so it's, you know, a blessing to finally be able to deliver on that promise, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's been going on with me pretty much, and just doing the show. So what about you, fam? What you got for us today? What you calling in to promote?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, first off, man, because it's always a good feeling to get that project done and get that off your chest so you can move on to the next episode.
But oh, yeah, most definitely.
Making your contribution, you know what I'm saying, your creative contribution to the world, you know, you gotta get that out there, man. Procrastination is one of our biggest enemies as artists, you know what I mean? But like you say, life will try to get in the way, but you gotta stick and move. You gotta learn how to finesse that. You feel me?
Yeah, I gotta do an Apollo Creed, Baba Lee, baby, Baba Lee. You know.
Yeah, but man, no, I just been out here, man. You know, I dropped my project in July 9th. I dropped my debut album called Folklore, A Gift from the Gods, and you know, that's available on all digital platforms and stuff like that. So I just been out here just hustling spins, man, club spins, radio spins, whatever I can get. I've been, you know, grinding on that, you know what I'm saying, trying to support the release and, you know, just network and build more opportunities to get the brand out there, basically, man, just doing it.
And that's definitely what I definitely have nothing but respect for, you know, artists that do that, you know, artists that are also going out, not just promoting their music, but like you said, keyword brand, you know what I'm saying? Because that's like, that shows right then and there that you're very serious about what you do. You know, some of the artists, they have a label, they expect other people to go and do it, when sometimes me, because I used to actually own and be a partial owner of a group out here in Vermont known as Fresh Kids Entertainment. I managed the artist, and he said we're 50-50 partners. And he was like a no-show. And all these radio people, they're like, yo, I want to hear from your man. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear from him. You know, it's kind of one of those things. You want to speak with the owner, commend them on moves. You know what I'm saying? So where I'm going with this is the fact that you are going out there yourself. You're promoting your brand and, you know, what you do. I can't commend you enough for that, because – No one wants to be the behind the scenes. I'd rather not be the behind the scenes guy. I have to be out there and promoting and doing my thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the only way you're going to make it happen, man. You can't trust your dream with nobody else, you know, because ain't nobody going to do it like you're supposed to do it for yourself, for real, you know what I mean? So if don't nobody see your hustle and your grind, they ain't going to want to invest in, you know, jumping on that train, you know what I'm saying? You got to make it look good. You got to make it look like a gravy train for somebody want to sponsor or do business or a collab, or, you know, like when I'm looking for people to work with, I'm looking at their hustle. I'm looking at their grind. Is they going to promote themselves? Is they going to help me go to the next level? I ain't just collabing just because it's cool, you feel me? So at the end of the day, it's a business, you feel me?
Most definitely. And to all callers, please hold. Is there anything else you want to add, bro, before we do keep the show moving? Do you want to throw out your links one more time or anything like that?
Yeah, for sure. Y'all could get me at DYKKONISARAN. Again, that's DYKKONISARAN. And, you know, that's on all digital platforms. You can Google me. Facebook is the same thing. Twitter, the same thing. SoundCloud, the same thing. You know, so I try to stay consistent with it. But y'all have a good show, man. And shout out to all the people out there in Houston. I got family in Texas, you know what I'm saying? Prayers up. And we're keeping a positive thought for y'all, for sure.
Definitely. And I agree with you, man. You know, definitely big shout-out to all those people out there, you know, that have family in Texas. And I hope that they're safe and sound. And my mom actually lives out there. So it's good that you brought that up, man, because I would have totally forgot.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Like I said, I got loved ones out there, people I care about. So, you know, we're going to hold a positive thought and keep them in our prayers.
Definitely. And I appreciate you calling in, homie.
All right, y'all. Have a good show. Peace out.
You too. Thanks. All right, guys. Once again, I want to say thank you all for being patient and tuning in to 802 Radio. We also now have a graphics department opened up. We have made graphics for Tyrese's sister, Shante Renee Gibson. She actually has one of the pictures that I made for her on her profile picture. It's if you're friends with her on Facebook, you can basically see it right there. We have graphics, you know, being sold from anywhere from $10 to $25. It all depends what you want. And we definitely, as soon as you place the order, we'll pass it on to one of our graphic artists, and they will, you know, tell us how much it's going to cost, and boom, we'll make a graphic for you right then and there on the spot. And like I said, we haven't had one single complaint yet. So if there's anybody out there looking for that, you know, that's something else I want to promote that we do. We're just trying to, you know, open up another dream. You know, one of the dreams we're shooting towards right now, I'm one of those people that don't usually like to tell other people about my dreams because there are some people out there that will try to go and steal that idea. But, you know, this idea is so dope, I just thought I'd tell you guys. So all the money that I get from doing radio podcasts and all this other stuff, you know, all the money I make from the show, I want to save up and invest in a like a little mobile home, you know, like a little trailer, and have like a little mobilized RV that goes to the people, you know what I'm saying? Because usually people have to go to the studio to record. This way we can, you know, attach that on a semi, on a truck, go out to your, you know, hitch the trailer up to a trailer hitch, and we'll bring the studio to you. And I think that'd be cool. And then eventually, if we get super famous, deck out the camper, you know what I'm saying? Put some freaking rims on that bitch. That'd be dope as hell. So that's part of the dream right there, guys. So definitely all stuff that you guys invest in is going to go towards that dream. So, all right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
Three, two, three, seven, three, six.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, yes, I'm calling to give a shout-out and support A Savvy and AO Savvy on their song, Let Them Feel How They Feel.
Oh, definitely. We actually
I wanted
to
place a vote for them.
We're actually looking for his number now, so that you called in.
Oh, you want you want his number? I give you his number. They about their money.
Oh,
they
no,
trying to get in
there.
His
number. We got his number. It's just we got his number. It's just
no,
all the callers.
Him.
Oh, okay. We just got him, so he'll actually be on right after. So.
Oh,
yeah.
He's on now. I just put him on now.
My name.
All right,
my
cool.
Name is Kizzy. So give my shout out to him. That's my brother and my lover on there. So I wish them both the best.
Hey, that's definitely what's up, and I guess Mr. Black Terror says I patched him through, so A Savvy, are you online with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey!
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, man? What's happening?
Not much,
A-Savvy?
Man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing great.
So guess what? Do you know who this is on the line? Did you hear, or could you just tell by the voice?
Yeah, man, I can hear it, man. Thank you, Kiki, for the support. Thank you guys for all the support.
You don't know who this is, who? I love you, bro, but I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you for the support.
And thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Calling in. I'm gonna just have A Savvy on right now, but I definitely appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, so
bye.
What's going on, A-Savvy?
Oh, man, doing good, man. You know, sitting up right here listening to you guys and, you know, trying to figure out what I was going to say.
Hey, it's all right, man. You should hear me on my first time ever on the air. I totally forgot, like, my name. I was going to sit there and call myself B-Dubs. I said something completely different. It was a car crash. But everybody on this, you know, on this show is so respectful and shows nothing but love. So, you know what I'm saying? Even if you slip up, fam, no one's going to care.
Thank you, thank you. That's all I asked.
Yeah, so I want to give a big shout-out to you, bro, for calling in. He was about to call in around 6 sharp, and I'm like, I don't want you waiting on the line for 30 minutes, but, I mean, if you'd like to, you can. He was that, like, dedicated, so I can't, you know, say thank you enough for the support, fam, and I've seen you post about not just the show but also our graphics, and, you know, this is my way of, like, returning the favor, you know what I'm saying? This is why I do the show, to show you guys love for showing me love throughout the years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's a big shout-out to you, too, man, because you did my graphics for me and my bro for our song, and it came out really, really awesome. I had got a lot of feedback from it, and I just want to tell y'all, keep doing y'all thing, man. Shoot, y'all doing y'all thing. I'm trying to keep on doing my thing. I'm going to keep grinding. I'm going to keep on, you know what I'm saying, trying to make it to the top. But one thing that I did want to share is that in order for you to feel like you're going to make it anywhere, you got to, you know what I'm saying, invest in yourself. And that's why I liked it, what you said, when you said that you don't like telling people that your dreams or whatever, and you got a dream that you want to get to, and you're going to get to it. And the only way you're going to get to it is for yourself. You know, you always got to keep your feet down and keep yourself going, keep moving. You know, you can't let nobody hold you back.
Facts, man, facts. And that also includes life. I think the biggest thing that, you know, people let hold them down is life, you know, because life can throw curveballs at you. Like, I remember when I was 2011, I was rapping every day, going to the booth every day. My best friend, my grandfather, was diagnosed with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. At the time, I, you know, was in a lot of trouble with the law. I ended up, after his death, I took it hard, and I ended up getting on house arrest and all that stuff. So, you know, I totally can relate to that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've made a lot of mistakes, and you can't let life especially hold you down. So I think the biggest thing.
Yep. Can't let life hold you down. And what's the name? I also want you guys to add my Facebook page, A Savvy, and then I also have a page for you to book for features, you know, anything, shows, anything. It's also called A Savvy. Check me out on SoundCloud. Everything is A Savvy, AYESAVY. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to start this Savvy movement, and I've been doing good. You know, I've been grinding, and I ain't been stopping. So, you know, I've been getting a lot of positive feedback from the songs that I'm fit to play today, and then I also got a new hit that I'm fit to, you know, go in on. But people ain't going to be able to hear that unless they go to the show. My show is September 2nd at Jerry's Pizza downtown on Chester. $8 for the tickets. I got the tickets. You know, hit me up for the tickets. $10 at the door.
All right, man. All right. And we do have that Let Them Feel How They Feel track that we can play. I was actually waiting for you to call in, so that way I was wondering, would you like to do the honors and introduce us to this song, or would you rather me do it?
I could do the honors.
All right, real quick before you do, bro, I just want to say to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. We're going to play this one track, and then this is the only song we got today, and then we'll put you all on. But real quick, Ace Avi, I want to let you know, fam, I know you've seen about on my posts and stuff. Right now, 40,000 people guaranteed will hear this song, 40,000. And I've had Big Sean called into the show once. I've had people from Def Jam, Mikey J from Def Jam's called in. People from Wu-Tang have called in, and Brick Squad. So you basically never know who's listening is where I'm going with all that. So 40,000 people are about to hear this track, fam, so definitely introduce it to us.
All right, I'm on the show with 802 Radio with my boy B-Dub. Here go that Little Feel I Feel by A Savvy and A.O. Savvy.
Let them feel how you feel. Hey, love me and they wanna drive my style. Let them feel how how it feel. I've been really grinding, I ain't waiting on the deal. Let them feel how they feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm cause they know how I feel. Hating on me and they wanna jump my style. Let them feel how they feel. I've been really grinding, I ain't waiting on the deal. Let them feel how they feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. Hating on me, waiting on me. Let me tell you how these feel. When they see you stacking and they see you eating, then them niggas aiming to kill. I'm keeping it real. I'm in these streets. I've been thugging since I was three. Little mama hugging on me. I've been grinding, chasing the meat. Tell me why they hating on me. Pillow talking, cuffing the sheets. Little Brody tucking the heat. I've been praying just for some peace. All these snakes is surrounding me. Cut the hedges and trim the weed. Shake these haters up off of me. I'm the devil off in these streets. And gang, hating on me and they wanna jump my style. Let them feel how they feel. I've been really grinding, I ain't waiting on the deal. Let them feel how they feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm cause they know how I feel. Hating on me and they wanna jump my style. Let them feel how they feel. I've been really grinding, I ain't waiting on the deal. Let them feel how they feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel.
Bet you line up like Shaq and Kobe. He thought it was a game till I run up on him. Dude, jogging my style. Stepping on toes, try getting at my women. You a lame, no brain. Yeah, I'm the same. Swing gang boy. EA Sports, I got gang boy. You still a toy. Don't make noise while I'm loud as a tree. I bar. You can feel how you wanna feel. I ain't taking the deal. A chance I'ma take. So I'ma feel how I wanna feel. Get money is the main focus. Stay fresh to death. Keep on floating. No slow motion. I got the mix like potion. Yeah, the sauce is on me. And I swear I'm dipping magic. I'm not gon' change all my tracing dreams. Yeah, you looking like a hater with flavor. The squad is a team and we got our own thing. Trapping is like you know I'm sharp as a knife. Hey, yo.
Hating on me and they wanna jump my style. Let them feel how they feel. I've been really grinding, I ain't waiting on the deal. Let them feel how they feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm cause they know how I feel. Hating on me and they wanna jump my style. Let them feel how they feel. I've been really grinding, I ain't waiting on the deal. Let them feel how they feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. Hating on me and they wanna jump my style. Let them feel how they feel. I've been really grinding, I ain't waiting on the deal. Let them feel how they feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm cause they know how I feel. Hating on me and they wanna jump my style. Let them feel how they feel. I've been really grinding, I ain't waiting on the deal. Let them feel how they feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel. If I don't make it rapping, then it's back to trapping. I'm they know how I feel.
That's by my boy A Savvy, who was just on the air with us. Big shout out to A Savvy. You know what I'm saying? I definitely fucks with that track. And as he said, be sure you go and add him on social media. If you type it in and for some reason you find it, the correct way how to actually spell it on Facebook, it's actually two words, A-Y-E. And then S-A-V-Y. Once again, that's A-Y-E-S-A-V-Y. And before we get to our next caller, big shout out to Sean Fielder, who's going to be coming on here any minute for the special guest host. He's the owner and founder of XS. So
we're going to come on like on the internet and come on like in the Bay Area.
Oh, who's online right now?
Well, I still had your guy on.
Oh, A Savvy, yeah. A Savvy, you wanna kick it with us for a little bit, or do you have to go?
No, I can kick it with y'all, man.
All right, cool, fam. So, all right, Black Terry, you wanna send us our next caller?
661-748.
I mean, this is a good tone.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, what's going on? What's your name? Where you from?
I'm AO Savvy, Bakersfield, California.
AO Savvy?
Yeah, that's my brother, A Savvy. We was just on the song together.
Nice, man, nice. That's definitely what's up. He's actually on the line with us right now, too, so he can hear every word you're saying, fam. You want to speak to him?
Yeah, one time, man. You know.
What's up, Richie, bro?
What's up, man?
You see me, man. I'm out here grinding, man. You see us, man. We shining, bro.
Yeah, I see, man. You told me to call in, so, you know, I'm just returning the favor, man. Didn't think it was going to be so soon we was going to be on this radio, man. Shout out to everybody who supported us.
I'm glad to help. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to help y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's my dream. I do this show simply because of the fact I hope one of these days – you know, I can look up and say, hey, that guy made it and he called into my show one day, or that girl made it and she called into my show one day. You know what I'm saying? That's why I do this platform for y'all. So I appreciate the love and support
Sir.
Right back at you.
Love and support.
Which one were you on the track? Were you first or second?
Oh, I was the second one. They called
second
me
one.
AO
that's
Savvy.
That's definitely a cold track right there.
Thank you, man.
No problem, man. I don't know if you heard, bro. I know I told Ace Savvy, but 40,000 people heard that track guaranteed, because that's how many listeners we have right now all over the world. So that's a guarantee. 40,000 plus people heard that song. So, you know, I hope that, you know, you basically get a lot of twice as much recognition than you guys deserve. You know what I'm saying? So you guys deserve nothing but the best, and I hope this is a sign for good things to come.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Much love, man. We appreciate it, man. 40,000 people, that's a lot, you know. Hopefully somebody call in and, you know, they like us and we can go on from here. Just trying to push the music, get everybody to hear the words, you know.
Most definitely, fam, and I do appreciate your call. I do got to keep the show rolling so we can get a couple people to give their feedback on the song. So you want to throw out your links real quick, your social media or anything?
Oh, man, they can catch me on social media, you know. I got this weird name on social media. You know, I'll be on AOSavvy_1 on Instagram, Facebook, you know, regular stuff. Just catch me on there. They know where
spell
to find
out,
me. Me and my brother. What, AO Savvy?
Yeah,
AO Savvy on AYOO_SAVY_1. That's on Instagram. Catch me on Instagram, or you can just hit me up on Facebook, you know.
Don't worry about the name. I know you said it's kind of a weird name. My business partner has a Facebook under D's Nuts. Ask A Savvy. He's had to tag him a few times. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think you're good, fam. But we do appreciate you calling in, and we got to keep the show rolling. So, A Savvy, you want to hang on the line for until we get our other special guest on?
Gotcha.
All right, man.
All right, man. Catch y'all later.
All right, see ya. Thanks, caller.
Yes, sir.
All right, Black Tear, who do we got next?
443527.
Hey, it's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
Hey, Royal Crush, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and yourself? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing great. So, real quick, Royal Crush, what did you think of that song we played by one of my guests, A Savvy?
I only came in on the end of it. Like, I liked it, but I didn't get to hear the whole song.
Well, Savvy, why don't you throw out your tell her what it's under social media so she can check it out when she has time.
You know, it's on SoundCloud under A Savvy, AYESAVY, and then it should be the first song on there. It's called Let 'Em Feel I Feel. I got the original one, and then I got the one that he just played. The one that he just played was the radio cut.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah, well, I will definitely check
that
out.
What are you calling in for, Royal Crush? Keisha, this is one of my colleagues, A Savvy. definitely, you know, definitely honored to have her on, you know, the show. She actually has a radio podcast herself, so I definitely, it's always a blessing when one of your, you know, I call them family members, broadcast family members call in, so.
I have, I'm one of the co-hosts for the Rural Crush Takeover radio show with my co-host, Mr. Ron Tozat. So we air every Thursday, same network, same number. So if anyone wants to, you know, get your music heard, you can hit me up at Rural Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Rural Crush ENT on IG.
All right, all right. And did I hear correctly? We actually have the same special guest. My special guest that's coming on any moment is Sean Fielder from XS Energy, and he talked about being on your show.
Yes, we had him last week. So this, yeah, we had him last week. This week we have hip-hop artist out of Baltimore, Tatted Up Leo.
Okay, okay.
How did that go, the interview with Sean Fielder? He's one of the coolest dudes I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not every day somebody has an energy drink, so I'm like, I've been telling him, you know, I definitely want to try some of that.
Yeah, well, I did get to try it. It's, I mean, it's pretty good. I'm not a big energy drink person, but it is. It's pretty good, so.
Yeah,
I would try it. Yeah, if it's something I needed, I definitely would drink it.
That's something I need to do, but see, I kind of need to put up the bottle afterwards because my brother, he's not allowed to have it. You want to talk about ADHD? My brother, I would probably have to strangle him if he tried that stuff. He'd be back on the walls and everything.
I did have a question for Royal Crush. So on Facebook, you spell Royal Crush the same way you say it, right?
Yeah, ROYALCRUSH. And Keisha, KEISHA.
KEISHA?
Yep, me and Brad are friends.
Yeah, so if you can't find it, I'll just, I can send you her Facebook when we get off the air, bro. All
right.
Well, thank you very much, Keisha, for calling in, and big shout out to you and LeVar. You guys have shown, you know, not just myself, but a lot of others so much support, and it's always a blessing to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got to support each other, and you're welcome.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to add before we get to our next caller?
No, I mean, that's all. Well, quick question right quick. If you could jump in the music industry in any decade, which decade would it be and why?
That question is for who?
For you.
Any decade?
Yes.
I would say, Biggie Smalls. I would say Biggie Smalls and Tupac. All
right, yeah. Okay. All right.
That's definitely the best answer. I would have said the same.
I mean, because while they was arguing, you know, I could be squeezing by.
Okay, you can squeeze on in there. I feel you with that. All right, yeah, but I just accepted your friend request, too.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Y'all be easy.
You too. All right, A-Savvy, so our other special guest, Sean Fielder, is actually on, so we're probably going to have to cut it short right now, bro, and I do appreciate you calling into the show, fam, and like I said, we can do this again anytime. I just, you know, I want to be sure I give our other guest host, you know, enough time to promote as well. So, but is there anything else you want to say before we let you go?
I look forward to doing more business with you as for cover arts, all of that, you know, and I look forward to also putting some more music on your radio show. I got a mixtape coming out, so once I start getting my mixtape in order, I will start, you know, figuring out on what day I'm going to drop it and what songs I'm going to let get on the radio for people to see here and all that other stuff.
All right, fam, sounds good. And when those T-shirts drop, I want one, okay?
Thank you, man. Thank you. Oh man, I'm glad you support that, man. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. And it was a blessing having you on the show, fam. And I'll be posting full links to the show as we go along. So be sure you pass it on to your friends and keep showing support.
Yes, sir. You know I will. Thank you, man. Much love.
Hey, thank you. All right, to all the callers in the queue, thank you for being patient with me. I'd like to bring on our other special guest host. He's going to be hanging out with us for the rest of the show, Mr. Sean Fielder of XS Energy.
Yo, what's good, bro? How you doing? And shout out to Rural Crush Keisha. Of course, I was a guest last Thursday. We had a great time talking about the movement. Matter of fact, I just got back from Philly, man. I was over there during the weekend watching the Mayweather fight. It was crazy. At a Dave and Buster, also not promoting Essex drinks. So if y'all saw that fight, man, I got to give the Floyd Mayweather. He's a great, great champion, man. It was outstanding. Great fight.
I saw highlights of it. Sad thing is I don't order pay-per-views like that. I think the last pay-per-view I ordered was, even my family ordered, was Tyson and Holyfield. And that was back in, what, 95, 97? That was like the last pay-per-view my family ever ordered.
Wow. You know, I saw it for free, brother, because they were charging at that door. They were busting in Philly that night. It was just wild, man. I mean, a lot of Mayweather fans came that night. I mean, you'll see soon on TV. I mean, I was never a Mayweather fan until I saw him beat Pacquiao. But what he did to Conor, man, it was just incredible, Brad. I have to give him, he's definitely my top five all-time great fighters. He's definitely going to be in the Box Hall of Fame. Floyd Mayweather. So he's going to be top 50. You know, it's crazy.
See, I totally agree with that. He is going to be in the Hall of Fame. My only issue with Mayweather myself is I personally believe that Pacquiao has had more tougher fights. Where I'm going with this is, when you look at Pacquiao, he was fighting other people that were in the, you know, prime of their division and stuff, and he was beating them. Mayweather was then fighting them after Pacquiao already beat the crap out of him. Oscar De La Hoya came down in a freaking dress once, and he's beating up on a guy who wears a dress after Mayweather already kicked his ass. You know what I'm saying? And then look, like, Mayweather or not Mayweather, but Pacquiao was like, hey, I'd fight you anytime. My thing is, with his style, Mike Tyson in his prime, I think, would eat Mayweather alive. In his prime, Mike Tyson,
no question,
when he was
no
at
question,
Pitbull.
And I tell you something, Brad. I grew up in the era in the 70s when it had Ali, George Frazier,
Smoking Joe,
George Foreman. Those were some great, great champions. And Tyson, I really felt, could have been one of the best. He had got down with that, you know, with the bad crew and the situation with the rape. Tyson was on his way until that situation happened. And when he lost to Buster Douglas, he was just never the same, man. But Tyson's definitely in the Hall of Fame. He's definitely my top five because he put the hip-hop culture in boxing, you know what I'm saying? When HBO was getting big at that time, a Mike Tyson fight was a festival, not just a fight, a festival. You never knew how Tyson would bring to the ring, you know?
And like I said, Joe Frazier, and then you got Sugar Ray Leonard, and then you got all these others. Like,
Marvin the Hagler, Chad Baz.
Remember that punch Sugar Ray Leonard used to do? Remember he'd have him in the ropes and he'd wind that bitch up like he's about to knock your head off and then uppercut?
Oh, yeah, Sugar's a showman, man. He's one of the best ever, too, man. You know what I mean? There were so many great fighters around my time growing up. And I don't know who's one of the top boxers right now, dude. I can't really say right now. I mean, who's the top draw right now?
I haven't really watched boxing like that. I've watched more MMA. As far as boxing, I mean, I think there's more than a record, you know what I'm saying? Because if you look at it this way, if just being undefeated makes you a great fighter, then Rocky Marciano should be in that list too, because he finished 49-0, Rocky Marciano, you know what I'm saying? And my only other issue with Mayweather is when you go to McDonald's, you see pictures of him at McDonald's. Do you really need to open up a full case of money sitting right next to you? I understand your name is Money Mayweather, but some parts in the neighborhood, you know, where my friends come from, they're like, dude, you have that much money laying next to you? Someone's going to bow and take that shit from you. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, then I'm not going to fire shots at Mayweather and talk about the whole Reading situation, but, you know, like I pay respect where respect is due, you know? So, I mean, he is talented at what he does. I just personally think he could handle himself differently, you know, in public.
Well, you know what it is, Brad. I'm going to say it again. Certain people have money. They just don't know how to act. And that's how certain, even celebrities, they get that kind of money. They just don't know how to act or have that kind of money. That's all that is, bro. And I used to work in the industry, Radio City, U.S. Open, and see how high-profile people are when they have money. They just never seen that kind of money in their lives. They just don't know how to act. That's just what keeps my perspective. And that's just how it is, bro.
Definitely. And real quick, because we do got other callers in the queue, why don't you give them a quick background of who you are real quick and what you do. I know
right.
you talked about
All right. Well, you know, I'm an entrepreneur of 8 years with SX Energy Drinks. I started as a former IBO of Amway back in 2009. And how I started with this was me and my ex-business partner, Aaron Brown, saw a young black gentleman showing an SX drink. And we were inspired to become black entrepreneurs. So we was in Harlem showing off the drink. Lady named Darlene Cordon of Lucia Roberts gave us our first shot as vendors. April 24th, 2009 was the day that really changed my life. I was giving out free samples of the SX Energy drink to the ladies, for the ladies in the gym, like to work out, get in shape. Unfortunately, the Lucia Roberts didn't want to give me and Aaron a contract. We started doing house parties, giving out samples. And I think what really got me going, Brad, was a paper named Village Voice Newspaper, mainstream, wanted me to advertise SX drink in their newspaper for a month for $400. But unfortunately, Aaron didn't want to pull up his app, so I had to cut him loose. He had a little issues. And Neil Paninsky was the advertising director, nice white guy, came up with the name Empathy Lifestyle. He tried a couple of samples. It was in the newspaper called Empathy Lifestyle. I had calls of people wanting to order the drink. Then AM New York came along, another mainstream newspaper, so they didn't want to get into SX Network. So until Don Diva magazine came along, they were the first of, 29, 30 magazines to advertise the drink. And then, Brad, I took it to the entertainment level when I met DJ Cal of Link Live Entertainment. He hosted a radio show called The Matrix Studios in the Bronx called Local Spin Radio Show. So in January 2010, I did my first radio interview. A little nervous. You know, I'm into the radio game, and Cal used to ride me. You know, I used to be on his show 7 straight times during the summer just to practice my technique of how to market and promote an energy drink. You know what I'm saying, Brad? And one of my first live models I had, I did an event with Elegant Hooders Music Network. They used to do shows at the Club Pyramid. A.D. the General, who's the CEO, got me a love Dominican model named Jay Lynn. So Jay was my model whenever I did shows at Club Pyramid, you know, marketing, giving out samples, putting T-shirts and stuff. Jay Lynn would wear the shirt. That was the sex appeal that attracted the guys to take pictures with her holding the drink. You know what I mean? So those are the type of moves that got me to where I am today. I started having crazy models. You see, I got models like Asian model, like Adrienne J. She did a YouTube video and wore lingerie holding the drink. I had another Latino model named Tina Diosa. She did a YouTube video promoting the drink. Of course, the sexy black models, I had Miss Chocolate, Luscious Strawberry, Porsche Witters. It's just getting crazy right now, man. And I did fashion shows as a vendor. I did street fairs as a vendor, bars, rounds. It's just getting to a whole other level right now.
Wow, that's definitely what's up, man. I definitely need to commend you on, you know, the grind and the hustle you have. And we've kept the callers waiting long enough, man. Are you good with getting some callers on so they can ask you some questions?
Yeah. They want to call for support or ask questions about the drink or what they need to do to be on my level as an entrepreneur. I have no problem taking calls. I told most of my SX models to call in, man. You know what I mean? Call in and talk about how my model, how we met and how you got to model my drink. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had a picture of Model of the Month, Qua Live. You know, we're not talking right now, so you know, we had a little issue, but other than that, you know, she was named SX Model of the Month, so, you know, what is she doing? Oh, she gets together, so shout out to Model of the Month, Choir Live of Atlanta, Georgia.
Definitely, and before we get to our next caller, I got to put you on the spot real quick. A boxing question. Roy
sure.
Jones in his prime or Sugar Ray in his prime? Who do you got, and how do they win? By knockout or decision? So once again, Roy Jones in his prime or Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray led it two reasons why. Sugar was not only a showman, he was a technician. He would study your style. And once Sugar found your weakness, he will find a way to defeat you. Example, when he fought Marvelous Marvin Hagler, he studied Marvin's tech. When he came out of retirement, Sugar knew what it took to beat Marvin Hagler. If you saw that fight on YouTube, I saw it live. Sugar was so sweet on how he beat Hagler. It was just a classic fight. I have to go with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Definitely, definitely. I definitely would have said the same. I mean, I've watched a lot of boxing on, you know, on YouTube and stuff. Of course, that fight happened way before I was born. I was born in the 90s, so I've just seen videos of it on YouTube, and Sugar Ray's a bad dude, so, you know, would give him the nod, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, he's definitely in my top five. I mean, he was not just a showman. He was a strong and steady technician of boxing. He will find a way to outbox you. And he was a strong little guy, too, now. I'll tell you something now, Brad. I mean, he'll knock you out. Don't underestimate his punchy power. I saw how he beat Hitman Hearns. He'll knock you out.
Oh, yeah. Sugar Ray is a bad dude. So, but without further ado, let's get to these callers. So they've been waiting patiently long enough to get on the air. And all right, Black Terror, who do we got for our next caller?
504-858. Yo, what's up, yeah?
What's going on, man? What's your name? Where you calling from?
All right, this is Artistic Domino out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Chilling.
Orleans.
Making these beats from scratch like biscuits, getting these artists on the roster, the Black Box, development, you know?
Definitely, definitely, bro. And that's definitely a catchy name. Every time I hear that name, it doesn't that sound catchy, Mr. Sean Fielder? Artistic Domino. It makes it sound really dope.
Yeah, it does, man. It does. It does.
Yeah,
you know, shout out to the Big Easy, man. I've been out in New Orleans plenty of times, man. So it's a very nice town to do some things. Shout out to the Big Easy.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, we're getting through this storm.
4707. 4707.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on, man? What you calling in to promote for us?
Yeah, I got a new artist with the Black Blood Development on the way. He coming pretty soon. His name is Tupac for Law.
What's going on?
I don't know. Talk to your friend.
Why you talking? All right, man. All
right,
and you should have.
I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm right here, bro.
Oh, okay, cool. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, this new Papa Law for Selmo 4 from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Fam?
Chilling, man, you know, rapper out here doing our things, doing big things out here, you know, trying to get it popping. You already know.
Well, before we let you promote and do your thing, man, also got on the line Sean Fielder. He's the owner and founder of XS Energy Drink. This man has his own energy drink. Do you have any questions for him?
Yeah, tell him to send me one. Tell him I'd like to try
it. All right, man. Line right now, email. Too. Give me your email address, my man. We'll talk about sending you a sample because I got a lot going on. I got some photo shoots coming up. I may be doing an event at the African American Day Parade next month, getting out samples to the community. So give me your email, and we'll talk about sending you one, and we'll go from there, all right?
All right, PNPO32016@gmail.com.
All right, my man.
That's
you can check me out on you. I'm sorry, dude?
That's PNP. 03-2016@gmail.com.
Okay, my man. You can check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder SX Promotions. I got over 30 different videos with upcoming rappers, models, modeling my drink. You can also add me as a friend on Facebook, Sean Felder, Twitter, Sean Felder, and on Instagram, Felder Sean. You know what I mean? I got a lot of pictures of me and models and fans holding samples of the drink. So I hope we can connect and network.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you, man. Keep doing what you do.
Real quick, caller, you wanna promote? Finish promoting, man.
Oh yeah, just look me up, New Papa Lord, NUPACFALRD, and my YouTube is New Papa Lord, NUPACFALORD. You can just look me up, check it out. Got videos. I got one more YouTube account. That's Prince of Gold Selmo4@gmail.com. You can check me out there too.
All right, fam. Well, we definitely appreciate your call, and you too, Mr. Autistic Domino. We definitely appreciate, you call, and you're definitely have been showing the show a lot of love, man. So at least I can do is give you a little extra time, man. But we do got to keep the show rolling. So we appreciate your call, man.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it.
All right, Trudy, I appreciate y'all, too. Appreciate you, too, Art, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, bro. Good luck with you. Do what you do. All right,
I'm going to hit you after this.
All right.
Yeah, bro.
Talk to you later. I'm gonna keep it brief. Right. Y'all can get my my email for that that sample too. It's artb663@gmail.com. And
I got
whoever
needs
beats,
bro. I got you.
You're welcome. Whoever needs beats, they can email me, get at me that way too. And The Real Way for Lil Chew coming out is coming. Y'all can look at all the samples on SoundCloud at Black Blob Entertainment. And whoever need a 50-50 deal with the Black Blob Artist Development, get at me at artd663@gmail.com. All my Facebook, everything, Twitter, everything, and everything on that SoundCloud, Black Blob Entertainment. And the compilation I put out in last August is still available, so y'all can is all the stores.
All right,
fam.
I'll definitely be sure I check it out, though. I'll definitely be sure I check it out, and I got that info too. I actually wrote it down as well, so I'll definitely be in touch with you, fam.
For sure. All
right, peace, brother.
Peace. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problems. So before we get to our next caller, Mr. Fielder, I do got to ask a question for you.
Yes.
How do you go about when it comes time to do a different flavor, a new flavor? How do you go about that? Like, where I'm going with this is, like, do you just all of a sudden say, hey, this would be a good idea, and then pitch it to people? Or do you have, like, taste testers in your department and stuff too? Or how's that work?
Well, you know, I do different styles, Brad. Like, let's say, for example, I do a show. I'll tell one of my models who's with me, hey, you know what we're going to do tonight? We're going to give out samples, and let's get people's opinion. Or I may say, you know what, let me go out and be with a photographer. Hey, man, let's get people to hold the drink and take pictures with it. Or I may say, hey, you know, let me get with some people in the community. Say, let's do an event. Let's do a taste test. And, you know, hey, do you like this drink? If you don't, why? Why do you think it should be in the stores? Why not? You know what I'm saying, Brad? You got to come up with different ideas to get people interested in trying a product like SX Energy Drink. And let me explain real quick. It wasn't been easy to me, you know what I mean? Because when I used to be an IBO for Amway, I had to deal with the hating and the racism with the upper management staff. And I'll never forget, I did my first ever video. I did a video with Kitty Cox or Catch the Vibe in Harlem at Amy Ruth Soul Food Restaurant, okay? And what happened at the time, Brad, you know, I just wanted to let people out SX Energy Drink in the city. Amway sent me a crap-ass letter saying to remove the video. And I said, how the hell would I remove my own YouTube video, but you don't say that to the other people who do the YouTube videos, that was standard. You know what I'm saying, Brad? So that's when I told them to kiss my you-know-what, and I became independent. And then I did a controversial show called Arlene Brown Media, exposing Amway of a pyramid scam. I was part of a class action lawsuit, and I won that. So, you know, like I said, Brad, I dealt with the ups and downs of being a black entrepreneur. But one of the things I've done recently that seems to help is when I get a model to help promote the drink, educate themselves about the drink, and find ways to get people to like the drink. But I always stress them to try the drink and let people know if you like it or not. Like Keisha, you know, she tried the drink, took a picture holding it, and she said she likes it. So it's very important you get your fan base to like or not like whatever you try to promote and get their perspective, you know what I mean? So there's always different ideas that you can to get people to try what you do, you know, energy drink or selling a clothing line or whatever you're trying to do.
Definitely, definitely. And real quick before we get to our next caller, I do need to give one special shout-out. I actually forgot to do it at the start of the show, but I want to shout out my friend Sebastian, who's actually training MMA, and I made him a graphic art picture, and in return, he actually put the 802 Radio logo on the fan page on his fighting trunks. So if it's okay with you, I'll spread the word to him and see if he can get, you know, excess energy on there as well, you know, a free promotion for you.
Oh, man, that's fine. I have no problem with that, Brad. I have no problem with that. Because, you know, like I said, Brad, the more you network, the more you put things out, the more you grow your fan base. Right now, Brad, I'm international. I had some people from Soul Central Magazine put SX on the map. Also want to give a big shout out to DJ Frank White of Unsigned Heat DVD. I've been on three of his DVDs. I was on the front of his last DVD, Grind Mode. Frank White and I took some pictures a few Saturdays ago to Harlem Week, holding Rare Royalty magazine. I'm in that issue with the SX ad. Shout out to Miss Fifi, who's the editor and female rapper. She done a lot of big things. She was part of the Essex movement with Elegant Hoodness and one of my main mentors. So she's proud of me and my success. So I want to shout out to those two people, especially DJ Frank White of Unsigned Heat DVD.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm definitely, you know, honored to have you on the show, fam, and I definitely want to get to another caller. So, Black
sure.
Hair, would you like to send us our next caller?
Yeah, sure. Next caller,
yeah,
call on in. Tell me where you're from and what you're about. Hello?
Yeah, we got you, bro. Go ahead, Black Hair.
Hello, Mike.
415-341. Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up? This is OMF from San Francisco calling in, checking out your show. I've called you before, and I sent you some music before. Sitting back here, listening to your radio show, talking about the fights and Merriweather and what's his name?
McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, McGregor. And I didn't try to fight because it was a waste of time. He got my money last time with the Pacquiao fight, so I wasn't feeling him. He ain't getting my money.
So, and that's another. It's funny you say that, homie, because I'm the same way. If I pay 60, however much pay per views are now, somebody best get knocked the fuck out for that much money, because I ain't paying $60 to have that shit go to decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's getting knocked out, or I'm gonna be knocking out my TV is what's gonna happen. So.
Well, we don't got no real fighters no more. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got Mike Tyson no more. We ain't got Tommy Hearns no more. We got this comedy show that's going on, like I said.
I was just telling
them
that, my dude. My dude. This is Sean from Essex. I'm from the old school. So I'm glad about that era. I grew up in the era of Thomas Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard, Mike Tyson, George Foreman, Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali. Those were the fight era.
Yeah. Tell them, my brother. Shout out to you, man, the special guest. I forgot to tell to acknowledge you. Shout out to the special guest and the host. I'm OMF from San Francisco. You can find me on SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, and on Facebook. I'm currently doing a show, headlining a show with Jess Jones, Get Money, Stop Hating tour on September 14th at the BET Awards in BET Hip Hop After Party.
It's in Atlanta, Georgia, right? Atlanta, Georgia, right?
On September 14th. And then I'm coming back to do the A3C Conference and Festival, the big hip hop industry festival and conference. And I'm going to be back out there headlining with Jess Jones again to Get Money, Stop Hating tour. Shout out to him. And I'm going to be headlining his tour down there on October 4th. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to come down there with my T-shirts and my CDs and try to network and try to find me a record deal and network and soak up some game. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. And plus, I like to promote my new hip-hop show. It's called What Happened to Hip-Hop? They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. TV, it airs again. The live and unedited show will be aired September 8th. It's a Friday. And it's 9 to 9:30 on the West East Coast, and it's 6 p.m. to 6:30 on the West Coast. You can find it on Bayvac website, B as in boy, A as in apple, V as in Victor, C as in Carol website. You go to channel 76, and you get it live and unedited on September 8th, for Friday, and it's a Friday. It's on. And it's called What Happened to Hip Hop? They talk aloud, they ain't saying on TV. It's an open dialogue, sit down discussion, music videos. We have special guests. We talk about hip hop and what it's about, what it should sound like, what it's going to be like in the future, what message we're sending, and what message we're sending to our young people. So we just an open dialogue. And the call-in number is 415 4151-661-6648. Again, the number is 415-861-6648. And you just holler, call me and holler at me and on the show on September 8th. It's live and unedited, you know what I'm saying? Talk about hip-hop. Talk about Mike, right. About the fight, the waste of money that they had us.
Hey, my man, my man, let me ask you a question of your show. Now, are you going, are you there?
I really don't know how y'all consider the state sport, Floyd Merriweather is a champion because he ain't really no fight nobody and he don't fight. He's a waste of money. He just takes people money and got all this money sold all in the space. And he ain't, Muhammad Ali, not in the same class, not even, don't even mention his name. He's a disgrace man. I couldn't even imagine, I was trying to figure out how you even put him in the same class as Muhammad Ali. Boy, Merriweather with Muhammad Ali. Oh,
but,
man,
hey, caller, I know our special guest, Mr. Sean Fielder, has a question for you, fam.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, my man, I got a question. When you say hip-hop, are you going back to the era of hip-hop back in the days of Kool Herc, African Bambaataa, those guys that started hip-hop era? Are you going back to that part of hip-hop? I'm from that era.
No, no, brother. That's what the whole thing about it. I'm not going back that far. I'm just letting people remember you had to have rap skills, rap talent, and you had to have rap flow. You understand? And these are the brothers that started it. That's all I'm saying. These are the brothers.
Okay.
Curtis Blow was the one that stole out hip hop. Okay. Was the one that came up with the art form rap. It was rap before hip hop. Stop lying. It was rap. You had that rap skill. You understand? And Grandmaster was the first one to scratch on the two turntables, and he's the one that was one of the founders of rap music with African Body and Kool Herc. Okay?
Right.
So that's what time it is. That's all. And I just ask people just to call in and say one thing about them. That's all I'm doing. I'm not trying to go back and try to give everybody a history lesson. No, I'm just trying to let you know that the art form has been destroyed, and this is a joke what they're putting out here on and feeding us this nonsense. We ain't living like that. That's what time is.
Right. Okay, I see you coming from ball.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, caller, I do appreciate you calling in, fam. I do got to put other callers on, though, bro, and I definitely support you and what you're doing. And we actually have had topics, you know, kind of the same here on this show, so I can definitely relate in that aspect, bro. But once again, we do got to keep the show rolling. I didn't put you off, man, but we're only on until 8. And I want to make sure, 8:30, and I want to make sure that we have, you know, enough time to get everyone else on.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, the guest, special guest. Shout out
Sean, to Sean. That's great. Thank you, bro. Good luck with what you do, man. I'm going to check you out in the future. Good luck.
Yeah, check me out. Call in. Call in.
All right, bro. We got it. Fam.
You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, All Mess Posse. I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm on SoundCloud. Hit me up on the show on September 8th. Call in. You know, we could have a live interview.
Thank you, man.
Let me get off the phone.
All right.
But like I said,
thank you,
thank y'all. Peace, y'all. Love y'all.
Peace,
man. Keep hip hop alive, man. Warriors.
All right. So, Mr. Sean Fielder, also, I do want to ask, did you know at a young age that is energy drink something you always wanted, or was it just the opportunity was there and you took it? I mean, was this like, you know what I'm trying to say, right? Like, did you grow up at a young age and say?
When I was young, 15, 16, 17, young black male, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but at some point I wanted to be in sports because back then in the days, man, you know, I used to watch the Lakers of the 80s, of Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Worthy, where they played the Boston Celtics kids. I wanted to be Magic Johnson, you know, 6'9" point guard who could do what he wanted on the court. And those were gods to me back in the 80s, you feel me? And then, you know, Michael Jordan came along with the Bulls. He took to a whole nother level. No, I wanted to be a basketball player, Brad. I just didn't have the strong skills. But then, you know, as I got a little older, Brad, you know, I started working security, you know, Radio City, and I wanted more, you know. And then I saw my man Aaron at the time. We started went to this seminar, you know, with the Amway thing, and he said, hey, you know, I need to try this. You know what I'm saying, Brad? You know, you never know the point of life what you want to do that you want to be great in. I want to leave a legacy. And I jumped on it, and, you know, I started doing my thing with Aaron, and we had a little issues. And I want to let the folks know it's not easy doing what I do. You have to have a passion, you know what I'm saying? And you got to find out who your true supporters are. Not everybody said they can support you is really going to support you, because you got to put people in testing ways. Like, I'll give you an example, Brad. If I say to my one of my ex-girlfriends, hey, you know, I'm doing an event. Would you like to come, you know, like, show up or give a little contribution? If they run that excuse all the time, no, I can't do it, that means that they're not serious about supporting you. So you really got to find out a lot about people, your family, so-called associates, if they're really down for the movement. You know what I'm saying, Brad? And over the amount of years, I found out who's real, who's fake, who's garbage, you know, who's full of shit. You find out a lot about people, man. And, you know, when you get to that real level, when they start cutting their checks, oh, sure, remember me? No, I don't remember you. No. So you got to really find out a lot about people, man. Trust me. You know how it is, Brad.
It's like that story. I don't know if you remember it. I don't know the whole concept behind it, but you remember that child story? I was taught growing up, I was told this story, Mother Hen. You remember the hen that makes the bread and all those other animals wanted to help her eat it, but they didn't want to help her make it? You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's one of those things, you know? I witnessed that, honestly, when I started doing the radio podcast, because when I started rapping in 2011, way before the radio podcast, I was just living a dream. I wasn't in it to, you know, get famous. Rapping is just something I was good at, and I loved being around my boys in the studio. So I was like, hey, I'll just give it a whirl. And then, boom, I made a good song, and I'm like, okay, I want to make another. And then it just transpired into, you know, the snowball effect of great things. And then I got a firsthand taste of how this industry is. You know, I'm a hard person to understand and sometimes get along with. People that have known me for years will tell you straight up, like, I don't sugarcoat nothing. I speak my mind. My thing is, okay, if you work, say, at McDonald's, right, working at McDonald's flipping burgers, I post one of my songs on Facebook. You happen to see it. Keep in mind, you're working at McDonald's, you flip burgers, you have zero background in the music industry. Oh, you kind of went off beat, you can't rhyme this. Listen, you flip burgers for a living. There's nothing wrong with that. Michael Jordan doesn't teach, Tiger Woods doesn't teach Michael Jordan how to play basketball. There ain't nothing Tiger Woods can teach Michael Jordan about basketball that Jordan doesn't already know, because Tiger Woods plays golf. So if you in the food industry and you're trying to give me advice on how to rap and stuff, listen, I do it just because I make good music. I'm not auditioning for you guys, you know what I'm saying? I do the show, you guys call in, and boom, I show y'all love. I just make music. That's all I do. You know, so that's why I totally can understand where you're going with, like, you know, this industry, not just energy drink and what you do, but hip-hop industry in itself can be kind of stressful at times. I'm 26, going to be 27, and I already pulled out about 5 gray hairs yesterday, so... so,
wow.
It's definitely up there.
Well, Brad, even working with models, they can be a pain sometimes. Like, I had a little issue with Quah, and Brad, like I say to these models, hey, look, I don't have a problem working with you. I don't have a problem paying you if I feel like paying you. But if I pay you, you better put in that work. You know what I'm saying, Brad?
Like the one you told me, like when you're on the radio show and you're promoting the brand, and you're not just promoting, when you promote Excess Energy, you're promoting Excess Energy, but if they're a model to Excess Energy, you're also promoting them too, because they're a part of the label and part of the brand. So at least they could do is call in and return the favor and show love. You know, I would feel the same exact way. You know, I would be kind of I don't want to say you were pissed off, but I'd be kind of like, you know what, it is what it is, because I've had people do that all the time. You know, I've done, for example, real quick, I'm like the only person in Vermont that has done a radio podcast, the first person in Vermont to do a radio podcast and have a successful one that continuously does it. You know what I'm saying? The other people, they did it a little bit and then stopped. Not a single Vermonter calls into the show. I have to get on my hands and knees, beg and plead, and, oh, we're not worthy. I'm not worthy. Please call into the show. but people from Def Jam and all these other, you know, big name industries call into the show without even having to ask, you know? So it's kind of like, I don't know what's up with Vermonters and stuff like that, but it's kind of like, I'm doing this for not for myself. I do it for y'all and for Vermont. That's why it hurts me when no Vermonter can call in. 802 radio is a Vermont area code. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so I'm
Brad, let me tell you something. New York is fickle too, man. I'm sure you've been in New York City. It's a fickle crowd too, man. Let me tell you something, Brad. When I went to Philadelphia over the weekend, I brought over 100 flyers. Half those flyers are gone. You hear me, my dude? And what's so funny about it, Brad, I stayed at this hotel called a Holiday Inn. There's a cute young lady at the front desk. Hey, I got this flyer with an energy drink. Sure, I'll take it. You'd be amazed how people look at you. Hey, you know, they'll take a chance with you. So I always tell people, if you try to promote something, travel to network. Don't stay in one state. Travel. You know, go to, like, Philadelphia somewhere. Bring a couple flyers with you or bring your product. You never know who may like it. You never know who that person may run into. They may run into a person in a big-time radio station. Hey, I met this guy named Sean Felling at Energy Drink. Okay. Hey, I like him. Let me contact this guy. Maybe he want to come on my show and talk about his brand. You never know, Brad. You know what I'm saying? That one moment, I call it the moment, can take you and your whatever you promote to the whole nother level. So I already know when I get that moment, it's going to be appreciative because I put in that work and put in that grind and put in that persistence. You know what I mean? And I always tell people, you always got to stay persistent.
Definitely. And to all the callers, please hold. I'm definitely going to get to you real soon. I definitely could talk to you all day, Sean. You know, definitely a cool dude, but we do got to get to more callers, you know, because they've been waiting super patiently. And are you ready to get to some more callers?
Hey, no problem, man. No problem. I hope my SX models come. Please, SX models, call in. Y'all know who you are. Call in. Talk about how we met, the grind. Please, call. I want to give a quick shout out also to Black Dahlia. She got a show called Sovereign Web Series talking about the inner city in Charlotte, North Carolina. Check her out on YouTube, Southern Belle Silver's Black Dahlia. She's been one of my main supporters of Essex Energy Drinks, Brad. I'm going to send her some samples. She's on my website, www.healthylifestyleblogspot.com. And she also been part of the beginning. She's doing great things. Shout out to real quick Black Dahlia.
All right, definitely. Black Stallion's her name?
No, Black Dahlia. Black Dahlia.
B-L-A-Q-U-E-D-A-H-I-L-A.
Black Dahlia. She's on social media. And check out her show, Southern Bell web series. It's on YouTube.
Big shout out, Ben, definitely. And Black Tear, would you like to send us our next caller?
708928.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Saina Viosa. I'm calling from Chi-Town, Chicago. I'm one of the XS energy drink models.
Dana, what's up, girl? Latino, yeah.
You cannot, Sean, you cannot have timed that any perfect, any more perfect.
Dana, Dana got it going on, Brad. I sent you a picture of Dana.
Sean, real quick, are you psychic? How the hell did you know that an XS model was going to call in next? As soon as you said it, she calls in. Look at that.
That voice. Tana got that voice that can make a man drool or just get horny. I'm telling you, Tana, that's been one of my biggest supporters, dude. Tana, you know that girl. She started out with the pictures. You seen it on social media. The video she did of Essex and you drink is over, what, 1,600 viewers, Tana?
Yeah, about 1,600 or so.
Yeah, she's pushing that.
Wow.
We're going to do a part two soon, too. I don't know how Tana's going to do part two, but it's going to be hot. So I got to shout her out. She got to be a special guest on your show in the future, Brad. And Tana, thank you again for calling, baby. Tell them how you started out following my drink, Tana. Huh?
What happened?
Tell them how you started out following my drink, Tana. Tell them how we met.
All I remember was you hit me up on social media, and then we started talking, and I went ahead and I did the video, and after that, you know, I did a photo shoot as well, representing the XS Energy Drink with the logo. So,
yes.
And here I am.
yeah, you're doing big things. I saw you in that little bathing suit you had on with my man with the photographer. That's hot.
Yeah, Yeah.
You back into the sexy ways. I like that. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, it's gotten me a lot of exposure, and I've been doing a lot of other things as well. So right now I'm almost finishing with my website as well. So,
oh, yeah.
And I represent a couple of other people as well. But, yeah, definitely Excess Energy Drink Video Part 2 will be coming out very, very soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey,
and,
hey, Dana.
And I got to ask real quick, do you got any flavors that you would recommend? This is for the caller. What, any flavors that you recommend to anybody out there that might be, you know, interested in trying some? What's a flavor you recommend?
I think the one that I enjoyed most was the cherry one, the cherry blast.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I need to have some. I think Sean told me at the time he was going to send me a sample, but he didn't have
it. I'm working on it, Brad. I'm so hot right now. I should get a case this week. I'll make sure you'll get one. I got to send one to the lovely Tana because I'm doing a birthday party this week for one of my boys, Chaz Entertainment. So, Tana, don't worry. You get one, baby. That shirt's coming. She's going to make it hot for him. Brad, please, when you get the drink, please take a picture holding it for support. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that.
Okay.
I definitely
I
will.
You.
No
I'll
problem.
Be doing the shoot real soon.
And definitely,
yeah,
caller,
you.
if you're ever down, like Sean Fielder said, I'd definitely be honored to have you on the show as well. So just contact him once he gets off the show, and I'll have him send any info if you're interested. And I definitely try to show support any way I can.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, I appreciate it. And just throwing it out there, if you guys want to see who I am and what I do, you can find me on Facebook, Diana Diosa, and as well, Diana Diosa on Instagram.
You know who I thought you were real quick? You know
Who
I thought she was real quick? Sean, I'll know you listen to Hot 97, but you know that host on there, what's her name, Laura, the one that, Laura, she kind of sounds like her, don't she, from Hot 97?
Yeah, she do, with that voice. Yeah, she sure do.
It's almost like identical to me. I was like, whoa, is this, I thought, if her name was Laura, I would have honestly assumed it would have been her. Like, it's that close.
Wow. Well, Taylor got that sexy voice, so I tell you, man, she's going to have a big, huge following, male following now.
Hey, guys. I'm so sorry, but I got to get off the phone. I'm
Thank
actually
you,
at work. But,
okay.
Much love, Sean. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tana.
All right.
And tell them how to catch that
night,
YouTube
guys.
Video, Tana.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. Once again, Sean, the odds of that, you were sitting there saying excess model, and boom, we got one. So,
listen, Brad. You seen the pictures of Tana. She is a woman that can make any man horny by her photos. She's been one of my biggest supporters for years. Wait till she do that part two SX. And you saw the picture of her. Oh, man. It's just crazy, man.
To all the callers, that's why I like Mr., you know, Sean Fielder real well, because, like, I'm sitting here playing, you know, a video game. It's an intense battle and stuff. All of a sudden, I get a message. He sends me pictures of models. I'm like, dang. I said, I can definitely get used to this, so I'm just enjoying it. And then it's like, you know, then him and I started talking, and boom, you know, here we are. So I definitely appreciate that, you know, the fact that you send me pictures sometimes, and I definitely support the movement. And I was thinking one of these days I can hit up my graphic department and see if you'd be interested in something like this. Try to get, like, a couple pictures that you like of the models alongside
you.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
good.
If
you got a sexy white model out there, I'm interested in doing that. I had a white model by the name of Anna Austin from Virginia model my drink. So I don't discriminate, bro. If you know any sexy white models that want to model my drink, bring them to me. Let me interview them. If I like what I see, I'll put them on, man. Because I had over 60
Definitely.
Models over the years model my drink, bro. I even had porno stars model my drink. Had a black porno star named Samantha Stacks, big-breasted model. She put the drink between her breasts, posted on Twitter. It was crazy, man. So
wow.
I don't mind, man. You know, they want to do that. You know, to take it to the next level, that's fine. So if you don't need sexy white models of a model my drink, bring them to me, man. And I'll see what they're about.
I'll definitely do just that. So, Black Tear, would you like to send us the next caller? Black Tear?
443-490.
Hey, yo, can you turn it down a little bit?
Hey caller, we can just barely hear you. Could you? I hear music in the background. Can you turn it down a little bit so we can hear you?
Yeah, yo, what up?
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from, man?
Yo, it's Gotti, man. I'm calling from Pittsburgh. I'm in Pittsburgh, but I'm originally from Baltimore, man. Just calling in, you know, trying to plug my music, man, trying to get out there.
Well, first and foremost, I want to give you a shout-out, you know, for tuning in and listening in to the show and calling in, fam. I definitely appreciate the support.
Alrighty, fam. You already know. I just want to give a shout-out to Eddie Powell for actually putting me on the line. You know what I mean? Just hooking me in. You know, big shout out to Eddie
Powell. Definitely. And before you promote your music and your brand label, et cetera, I have a special guest, Mr. Sean Fielder from XS Energy. Do you got any questions for him real quick?
What's up, dude? How you doing, man? I like what you doing. Are you a rapper?
you make energy drinks, right?
Say that again? Like, you break it up. Say that again?
I said you guys make the energy drinks, right?
I'm a distributor, my man, for 8 years. Yeah, I've been marketing and promoting the SK drink for 8 years. You check out my...
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. I do door-to-door sales and shit. And a lot of the guys that we work with, they drink energy drinks and shit like that. You know what I mean? To stay energized when we're out there working, doing door-to-door sales, bro. So, what's the energy drink called again?
It's X as in, you know, triple X, and then S as in Sarah. So XS Energy.
Okay, so XS Energy. Y'all got that in stores and stuff? Like, I mean, what's the marketing like? I mean, how are you guys marketing right now?
Sean, you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
All right. Did you hear the question? He asked how you put it in stores, or was that what you asked him?
Yeah, basically, I was wondering, like, what stores he was in, you know, so we can go grab some support.
Yo, Sean, are you hearing the question? I think he might have dropped out.
You ready for the next?
Yeah, yeah.
210-330.
Yo, yeah. What up? This J-Flo from On Point Records. I'm out here in San Antonio, Texas right now. You know what I'm saying?
Texas. Well, first and foremost, man, you know, definitely thank God you're okay with all that's going on out there, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm just cooling, man. I'm actually out here in, like, Elmendorf, but I got a lot of things going on with the music right now. I want everybody to go follow me. You know what I'm saying? They call me J-Flo. Y'all can go follow me on Instagram. That's J-Flo_Trill. J-F-L-O_Trill. And right now I got a couple albums dropping. But actually, at this moment, I'm working on my own cigar raps. So y'all could look out for those out here in Texas. You know what I mean? On Point Records, Gas Packs, and I'm just cooling, bro. Enjoying this sunlight. I'm out here in Elmendorf.
So you said you're right? What kind of artist would you say you are? Are you more of a flow artist, lyricist, or what would you say?
I'm more like a lit artist. Like all my music is positive. It's like, it's real catchy. It's you know what I mean? It's real, gets the people going.
Definitely. And real quick, man, since you know, we got time, a question I like to ask random people, just because you never know. Name an artist that you really like that is still around or, you know, no longer with us. So, like Pac or Biggie, name somebody that doesn't, that you don't think is given enough credit. So, example, I'd say Exhibit. You know, Exhibit for me, because he's nasty lyrically. I like what he raps about. And you don't hear a lot of people say he's in my top five. So, that would be an example. Who is somebody that you would put in your top five that you don't think is given enough credit?
Me, honestly, I'm going to say, speaking out here, because he actually influenced me to start making music.
Who was it again?
Oh, rest in peace, Speaker Knockers.
Oh, yep, got it. Yeah, I heard it but I was like reading a message, so my bad, bro. But yeah,
no,
he's definitely dope.
Yeah, man, he if he would have, I mean, you know what I'm saying, if that wouldn't have happened, he would have been one of the greatest right now, I believe.
Yeah, facts.
That's the type of music I made. Like, you can consider it, like, you know what I mean? Good music.
So I'll definitely have to check it out. Where are some of the links that we can check it out? I'll be sure I do so after the show.
Yeah, check me out at SoundCloud. SoundCloud at Julian Serena Flores. That Julian Serena, like it's a girl's name, but it's because my
like Serena
ex,
Williams.
Yeah, like Serena. Yeah, Julian Serena Flores. SoundCloud, check me out. But I appreciate y'all, man, and I remember y'all. I don't know if you remember me. I called last time about when I was getting shot at and shit in the hood.
Oh yeah, man. That's definitely you know.
That's me. Yeah.
We talked about that story too. You know what I'm saying? One of the callers, I don't know if you remember, but a caller that called in after you was like, "Wow, just big shout out to that caller," and it was a touching moment. So.
Yes, sir. I'm just staying away from all the negative. You know what I'm saying? That's about it. Staying out of trouble. I still keep the Glock, but you know what I mean. Got to.
I think the hardest thing about that though, bro, is it's hard to sometimes stay away from it because some of the people that could do that to you are the ones that you're eating with. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes
exactly.
It could be your boys that you're eating with, so you never know sometimes until it's too late. You know, there's. And, you know, that's the sad part about life. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just you always kind of have, you know, have to have that wall up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's real because, I mean, I guess they just took my kindness and weakness. You know what I'm saying? You try to put people on and be nice and then they do you wrong. But
that's how it is with me, man. You know, and me, I'm one of those people that I have to tell it how it is. So when I get people out here in Vermont that say that, I'm like, dude, okay, you want to have a problem, we can handle this on the radio show. Call in and battle me. We can do a segment where, you know, you battle me and stuff like that. Oh, I can't do it because of this. I said, oh, you were just saying you're better than me 5 minutes ago. Now the hesitation,
true.
Why? You know, so sometimes my mouth gets me in more trouble, but I'm one of those type of people that, you know, I've been called a pussy and a bitch my whole life, man, that what's one more time, you know what I'm saying? It really doesn't affect you when you've been called it all your life, so.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to say one more thing. All the young cats out there, if y'all are, you know what I'm saying, beefing and stuff, one-on-one, you know what I'm saying, fight, put the guns down and put y'all's hands up because too many people are getting lost out here and they got families and, you know, shit's just sad. I'll fight. I mean, you know what I'm saying, fighting, I wish that's how it used to be.
Yeah. So we definitely gotta get to another caller, man, and then but we definitely appreciate you calling in.
Alrighty, appreciate you. Shout out to Iowa. Good night.
All right, thank you. All right, guys, so that's about it. The show actually ends at 8. I don't know why I said 8:30. I forgot we went on at 6:30. It was 6:30 to 8, so I wanna apologize to you know, Black Tear. Sometimes I just love the callers and, you know, I love each and every one of you guys and I can interact. I can talk with you guys forever. So I think my next show just for y'all, I'm going to try to extend it to 2 hours and so we can have more time. But once again, I apologize, Black Tear, for going over and God bless you all. And thanks for tuning in to 802 Radio. Y'all have a good one and stay safe.